Hello, and welcome back to the Sacred Ordinary podcast. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in. I'm so happy to know that there are a number of you that listen to most of the things that I record here. So I just joined this meetup group, to be honest, and it's a writing group, and it's been a while since I've done it. While in Spain, I was joining this writing group. Maybe I joined 3 times or something, and I really liked it because it gives me this discipline and kind of accountability to sit down and just write something. And so I just finished one of those moments, and I figured, why not just read what I wrote on my podcast? And I would really, really appreciate if you have access to my account, my email, my phone number, or if you don't, you can find me on Instagram. I will tell you what my Instagram handle is, to give me feedback about what you thought about any of the episodes. So you can message me on Instagram. My handle is Golrees. However, the way it's spelled is G01R1Z. So it's a combination of letters and numbers of 01. So G01R1Z, which is Red Golrees. And that's my Instagram handle. Okay, let's begin, shall we? Remembering. What a beautiful word. It hits the nail on the head of what real life is all about. It is sort of like we keep losing our members, and then we feel a bit disoriented and weak, and then we find our members again and become the wholeness we always were. In shamanic practices, they call this process soul retrieval. They say every time we experience a kind of trauma, in order for our spirit to keep on keeping on, the traumatized fragment is somehow separated from the whole, and to heal is to unite these fragments again with love and remember who we truly are. In the Vedantic philosophies and teachings, it is said that when a person is born, they come to this life with a veil of ignorance, forgetting their own true nature, and through karmic clearing and service and spiritual practice and meditation, one slowly works their way back to samadhi or enlightenment. Isn't it funny how unity is the answer after all? By the way, yoga also means unity. And why is it so hard to live in that state of unity? What makes this war that separates things so powerful? And how do we keep falling for the illusion it keeps creating? Is there a one-size-fits-all resolution? I know the answer to this one. Nope. It's never been just about solving your riddle. We must actually experience enlightenment. We're here to actually realize that we are God. And that realization, in fact, is the realest thing we have ever experienced. We are the realest thing ever. And yet, our stories are just some games we got ourselves caught up in. Do these stories ever end? I don't know that answer, but I'm guessing that we keep graduating to new realms of stories. The fabrications of our stories keep changing. The speed of light and energy makes the whole realm of experience a complete magic ride of its own. I can say it's magical because I'm sitting from this high and mighty place at this moment. However, at least in this realm of existence, there are moments of tremendous pain and suffering that keep carving into our conscious and subconscious in order for them to become more open and available to an enlightened version of itself eventually. It absolutely blows my mind to think that many people go on their whole lives and are rarely bothered to make these topics their main focus, and are happy with having a business and a family and drink beers every night of their lives in front of televisions to be entertained by some other people doing silly things in front of the camera. And that is one of the most beautiful, magical things about life. even those people are capable of creating magic. When it's around Christmas time, they decorate their pine trees with lights and ornaments and drink hot cocoas in their soft Christmas socks while watching the snow outside and wait until the morning when everyone is up and are opening their gifts that Santa Claus brought down the chimney the night before. Perhaps simply the dose of magic that we are satisfied with is what makes us belong in different tribes and compatibility groups. This year, I started dating this Nigerian guy who had this mysterious magnetic vortex and yet was so hard to read. Early on, he asked if I was down on being exclusive, and me not having really had an experience like that and finding him magnetic enough, said okay. I moved in with him 2 months later just to soon find out that we really weren't all that compatible. Now I feel like I can look back and see that the way we experienced magic was very different. I feel like I can confidently say that in this very moment, compatibility to me means marveling at the same mysteries in the universe. Perhaps it doesn't have to be 100% the same, and perhaps that isn't very realistic, as each individual is also a very unique signature of the divine, but at least maybe 80% the same. If I'm into plant medicine, higher creativity, and tantric sex and spiritual connections, and enjoy traveling, human behavior, also find magic in interior design and lighting, comedy, and spending time with natural elements, astrology, and tarot readings, etc. Perhaps my people, meaning my partner, my closest friends, and people I share my most intimate moments with, should be into some of the more powerful forces that I'm into too. For example, ayahuasca, spiritual connections, and higher creativity. I can say I have different people I can share different valuable common interests with. However, I am not yet complete. I am aware that I am on a journey. The more present I become and the slower I allow myself to observe life's expressions through me, the more clear the path becomes. All of this has been said and done before. No information is really brand new information. However, I can say one of the most challenging first steps towards this slowing down is the courage, power, love, willingness, interest, and energy to stand up for our right to live a healthy life. No overworking, no abuse, no drama. More sitting in peace and quiet with the warmth of our own being, the core of our heart and soul. All of these little steps might somehow at first feel like a lot of work, and we most likely will have many moments of impatience. However, once we are on top of the mountain, the views are so fascinating that we rarely even think about the hardship of the climb. We're only infused with happy endorphins from our hike, fresh clean air and bright blue skies and fantastical views. It all feels so worthwhile. And we tend to lovingly remember those soft and gentle faces that smiled at us as we were striving for our greatness. Those faces become the actual treasures of the journey. We might realize that we went on the hike just to recognize love on our way, just to realize that we were the ones we were looking for. This last statement is a massive understatement. I love calling ayahuasca the medicine. I feel like I am one of the truly cool kids on earth. And God knows she is the medicine. I never thought that I would call a psychedelic experience one of the most important things I have ever done in my life. And yet here I am diverting the topic to it. However, this tells the story more in a linear manner. And hopefully if you're reading or hearing this, you already have a feeling that life isn't all that linear. It's not really about going from point A to point B. We're all of those realms all at the same time. I am deeply grateful for Mama Ayahuasca to show it all to me straight off the bat. It really made me feel like I'm truly God and these truly are games. Like, as I'm writing this, a big part of me is concerned about why I feel like what I write actually matters. Don't I know the God force is loud enough and powerful enough to present what needs presenting? And as I have this conversation out loud, I am reminded of how being in this body means having an ego, and the work is to truly surrender to all that is, just as it is, and accept the divine guidance to remind us of our true, beautiful, magnificent, and collaborative nature of divine love. We are here to love. We are here to embody that love. We are here to love. Sometimes the stories don't go as we might have imagined them. Heck, as a matter of fact, they mostly won't. However, those are the exact moments that we are reminded that we're actually alive and kicking and have a chance to create a new story with love and vulnerability, allowing ourselves to mend what's broken while accepting that we all are vulnerable and also can make mistakes is absolutely part of the magic. We are here to love. Thank you so much, friends and family, for listening. I didn't realize it took only 10 minutes to finish this reading, but I'm glad that I was able to share it with you. It was almost like a journey of me typing these on my computer. So yeah, I'm excited to share more with you and perhaps gather all these writings and do something with them. I also recognize that it's almost every moment is new, and what is created is different. And there are moments that what I create is feels like, you know, it's a different side of me. It's a different part of me that I, on a day-to-day basis or moment-to-moment basis, I experience. I think creativity definitely lightens the heaviness of existence, and I'm very grateful to share it with you. And I hope, if you haven't, to check out The Artist's Way. Perhaps that's written by Julia Cameron. If you haven't, I have every chapter of her book in an episode of this podcast. You can go back and find them in the earlier episodes. And I'm wishing you all a loving, beautiful season. As I'm recording this, it's the day before Thanksgiving here in the US, and I'm sitting alone in the staff housing at Menla, and it's a nice peaceful night, quiet, and I'm glad to have some rest time. Like I said, it's important to carve these moments and get slow and quiet with one's own being, and it has its very difficult, challenging moments, and it sometimes, you know, the little steps that we take every day take us to a moment where whoosh, we are all of a sudden, it's easier. So I'm sending you so much love and magic, and thank you so much for sharing this moment with me. Sending you hugs and kisses. Namaste.